to go in a kidney. Fuck, what episode is this? What's up, everybody? It's the Fantasy Football Breakdown Podcast, episode 129. It's been a little while since I've been here, so I apologize for that.
Oh,
but
you've been here, bro. You've been here.
Well, you muted me for like 2 weeks, so quit being a dick and maybe people will hear some goodness today.
But in heart, you were here.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. But yeah, it's been a while. A lot of people through the semifinals. F.U. George. Maybe he's here, maybe he's not. Beat me
suck
in a
it, bitch. Break. Suck it.
What is up?
Mute that motherfucker.
No, there's no way I'm muting George today. It's just not happening. First
George
of
from
all,
Break from the Grind. What's up, buddy?
What's going on, man? How y'all doing?
How's it going, man?
Fucking having issues trying to stay connected with y'all at work. We got so many firewalls up, it's ridiculous.
Well, I'm just glad you're here. So
yeah, you gotta protect the concrete and trees.
So in case you go away again, like, you guys went shopping this weekend for Toys for Tots.
So much fun.
That's what, like, I'm really glad you popped in. Like, I didn't really know George was coming here today. Like, last second, Two Drink was just like, so are we bringing him in or what? And I'm like, I didn't read the whole conversation because these guys talk
he
about
never
a
does.
Lot of stuff that I don't care about. But I do care Thanks, about buddy. Toys for Tots and what we just did. And I can't think of a better episode for George to pop in. It's been a while, but what's up, George?
Not much, man. Just enjoying my little lunch break. I try to square it up to where I can jump on with y'all real quick. I'll give you my whole 30 minutes, but after that, I got to go.
And so you guys got a ton of toys. Like, if you guys haven't seen pictures, like, these guys rounded up a lot of stuff, money through charity leagues and whatnot. And that's fun. Like, no stories at all. You don't have one thing to let the listeners know about your day shopping.
Mm.
Go ahead, Jason. I'll let you tell some.
I don't want to tell the one where we're all going to hell at the end.
But I have keys.
That's a good one. Although that's a good one. Yeah, I don't know, man. I had a lot of blast, a lot of fun with these guys. It was cool to be inside Target, and the Target employees were amazing to us. One thing that kind of sticks in my head, though, is the lady, like, we were going through the register the first time, just kind of seeing where all our money was and trying to see what would fit on the trailer. And there was a lady in the aisle next to us that just kind of asked us what was going on and literally purchased $100 gift card on the spot and handed it to us.
Wow.
Like, thanks so much for what you're doing. And we were just like, wow. Like, I don't even know what else to say.
Yeah, wow, that is awesome.
Like, so amazing.
So you're like practically done shopping and then have another $100 to go back in? So,
no, so this was at Target the very first time, and Target, like I said, was amazing, giving us a, you know, crazy, like, the coupon off every 100 and having to ring it all up and open up a special, like, two registers for us to, just for us to kind of get through. And we had a bunch of stuff. Like, we kept filling up carts and putting them at the front of customer service.
Ah.
And we were snagging bikes and helmets. And we were just like, all right, hold up, everybody. Like, let's go see where we are in the process of how much money. Like, we're all trying to keep it on our phones and stuff like that. But you don't really know. So yeah, that's around that time that lady gave us that $100 or whatever. But yeah, we get through the line and we go fill up. We had to rent an enclosed trailer because it was raining that day. That did not come out of the Toys for Tots money. Appreciate Dr. Mill on that one. I think fit the bill on that side. But yeah, we filled it up, and I think the trailer was like half full at that point because we thought it was going to be way fuller. And we looked down and everybody had right around half of their money still left. So it was like,
wow.
Hell yeah, let's go buy some more toys.
So what we did is we filled up like 10 carts worth to start. These things were just overflowing with toys. Plus, we took about 6 or 7 bikes. Literally, the bikes were just bounced right off the rack. I mean, we left.
Yeah, we're not putting crap together.
Right.
Yeah, there was hardly any bikes left by the time we got done. And
what did the shelves look like?
What we were there for.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. We'll get to that.
Yeah.
We got the VIP treatment. It was really, really cool. So we told the lady what we were doing, and Target kind of like assigned us like 3 employees, which was really cool. Anything we needed, they helped us. Like Jason said, they opened up specific registers just for us and wouldn't let nobody else go through there. they started to, we all had the Target app on your phone, and they had a special. If you spend $100 on toys, you get 25 off your 100. So, but it's only supposed to be one per person. But because we were there for Toys for Tots, they gave that to us as many times as they possibly could.
And we get to 100, really cool. They'd scan it, and we'd close out that thing. So we ended up with like 1,000 receipts, but it was definitely worth it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And we filled up, we put everything in the trailer, and the trailer we got wasn't a small trailer by any means. It was 6 feet tall by 12 feet long. So this was a decent sized trailer. It wasn't the small U-Haul trailer. It was a decent sized trailer. We put everything in there. You couldn't see the bikes. The bikes were completely covered with bags of toys. And at that point, we're like, well, you know, we were planning on going to Walmart. We were going to go do Five Below.
Yeah.
But we're like, we're getting such a good deal here at Target. Like,
can't leave.
Why, and they're treating you so well
at this point. Right. I mean,
oh, absolutely.
Shout out to Target. We like, I mean, big time.
For sure.
Yes. Target was absolutely awesome. So we were like, why do we even want to bother leaving? Let's just go back in and do it some more. So we went back in, and the manager, shout out to Mary Beth. She's the manager there. She goes, hey, come back with me. Instead of taking the stuff off the rack, she's like, I'll bring you guys in the back of the store and you guys can take warehouse stuff straight style. From the stock.
Yeah.
So we were in the back of the store in their warehouse. Like you could see a whole train because it was, it was Neil, Jason, myself. We also had my daughter, my wife, and Jason's wife.
Everybody had a cart.
Yep, and I heard both wives helped out a ton as well.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, they took all the pictures. And what we did is we split them. So we raised in total, because I don't think we've said this yet, the absolute final total that we raised walking into Target was $5,545.
Awesome.
So we got
shout out
real
to all of you who helped
round.
Without.
For sure.
Yeah, we were on the if we were rounding up, we got close to $6,000, which was absolutely amazing. But what we did is we took $1,000, we set that aside, and we said, okay, we're going to spend $1,000 on bikes. I had $1,000, Neil had $1,000, Jason had $1,000, Jason had $1,000. We took the $545 and we gave that to my wife, Jason's wife, and my daughter.
Okay.
Said, you guys get to spend this on whatever you guys want.
Nice.
And because they were going around, they were helping us. They were taking all the pictures. The wives were a huge help with just everything.
Like organizing my cart so shit wouldn't fall out of it as I went down the next aisle.
No surprise, you needed the most help.
No doubt.
No doubt. He needed the biggest guy there needed the most help.
Well, I could stack my shit like 6 feet over the cart too. So I was walking around with it just piled, and they were like, no, here you go. And I'd come back and it'd be like down to even. I was like, well, shit, I got more room now. And just start piling up.
But we went in the back. And when we got to the back of Target, what they started to do at that point, again, huge shout out to Target. Fucking amazing. They started giving us deals that on toys.
Oh, yeah,
that
for like the next day or whatever.
Until Sunday. So we went Saturday. But they were giving us the discount.
So you were looking at like the stuff they were going to stock the shelves with for Sunday's ad almost now.
Yeah, for sure. Yep. One of them was like, she was like, I have four of these left and they were X amount of money. She's like, I just want them off the shelf. If you take all four of them, I'll give them to you for this price. And I was like, done. Give me all.
Wow. Yeah.
Yep. She's like, I'll give them to you for 50% off.
Wow.
It's like, done. Take them. Give them to
yes. me. How many else you got up there? Keep going.
Yep. It was a huge shout out to Target. Target was absolutely awesome.
Oh, man.
And then we went to drop the toys off, and that was awesome well. So we got there, and there was three of the volunteers met us there at the drop off, and like I don't want to say I backed the trailer in because that's a lie. we had to go up this ramp and into a warehouse, and I couldn't get the freaking trailer to back up right. So I just literally I pulled in.
Trailer's fault
huge,
for sure.
I did a huge. I'm blaming the trailer 100%. I did like a U-turn and came back out, and then when we opened up the trailer, like shit just started to fall out of the back of the trailer.
Yeah.
And I don't I I don't think the lady realized when I told her how much we had, like literally how much toys we were bringing. To this date, because I talked to her yesterday, we are the single largest donation that they have received all year long.
Wow, that is awesome.
Yeah.
So, we have big toys in there, too. It's not like a bunch of little stuff. We have, those Fisher-Price, like, slides and basketball hoops. I mean, there was huge stuff outside of the bikes, too. We didn't get a bunch of little crap, so kids are opening big presents on Christmas.
Yeah. No, that is awesome, though.
They had 5 bikes on hand. We dropped off 13.
Oh, wow. So now they're at 18.
Yeah. Yep. So we nearly tripled the amount of bikes that they had.
All the wives went and found like matching helmets for each bike too, which was super cool.
Yeah, because we made sure each bike came with the helmet because, you know, that's one thing that the Toys for Tots, when you drop off a bike, if they don't have a helmet for the bike, like the money that Toys for Tots gets, they have to go out and purchase it out of their budget.
Yeah.
So we brought the helmets for them so they wouldn't have to worry about that.
No, that is awesome. So shout out to everybody mentioned there, like everything that Target did. For whatever reason, and I think a lot of it's just because I know everything that everybody else has done, whether it's listeners or people from leagues or you guys, don't get me wrong, but everything that Target did, like, warmed my heart a lot, like, because they didn't have to do that. They could have told y'all to piss off and don't empty our shelves or, but I mean,
they probably gave
us
$500 worth of toys, you know, close to $400 or $500 worth of toys with the discounts and stuff like that easily, you know what I mean?
Easily.
That they did not have to do.
So a lot of this stuff, like we said, came from different leagues and whatnot. George, you've already mentioned a couple different ways you want to start getting going for next year with playoff challenges, maybe some squares. What do you got going for us?
So I'm in the process of setting everything up. I'm going to do a playoff challenge. And I'm not going to steal all the credit. I'm going to give a shout out to Sal Lito. He was the one who did this a couple of years ago on the Fantasy Life app. I reached out to him. I talked to him to see if he was going to do it this year. He said no, he didn't have any plans. And I told him, well, if you don't mind, hey, I'm going to do it. What it is it's going to be a playoff challenge where you'll get to pick 12 players. 2 quarterbacks, 4 running backs, 4 wide receivers, 2 tight ends. The caveat is you can only choose 1 player per team. Each round, you're going to lose a player from your team. So the goal is to have, and most people will probably try to get the quarterbacks, being the quarterbacks score the most points, is to pick the quarterbacks for
Super Bowl matchup. Yeah.
Super Bowl for each side. Because
your players will get eliminated as they go.
The winner will like culminate that. At the Super Bowl to find out who wins the challenge. It's going to be a $10 buy-in. The buy-in, everything will go to Toys for Tots for 2019, and the winner will receive a Tyreek Hill autographed jersey from Pristine Auction. That's that jersey's been donated by Sleeperwire.
That's awesome.
They'll go ahead and donate
Shout out
a jersey for this competition. So,
yep. So watch for that, guys. We'll get in that and anything else coming up. It's a great cause.
That's the only thing I'm working on right now. I don't know if anybody else is planning on doing anything at this moment. I planned on taking a quick break, but obviously the break only lasted about a day because I came up with this idea.
And then another reason, and thanks for anybody that just listened to that, because I know that that's not why everybody tuned in, but I hope that you listened and there was some entertainment and enjoyment in what just happened there, because that's awesome, and we will be doing that again. That will never end. But
wanted to make sure we got that in while we still had George.
Another cool reason that George is on the show is because George is a part of our first ever listener league, and he actually is in the finals this week against another longtime listener and friend at JJK. So, George, how you feeling about your team this week?
Stupid.
I'm feeling confident. I took out the only undefeated team this season.
I gave her a reality check. Nice.
And then And then I had to give Two Drink a reality check. He talked a lot of shit when
two top seeds were taken out. No, good point. The two top seeds were eliminated.
Hold on here. I did not talk a lot of shit when Damian Williams and Mike Williams put that up. If you go back, you put that out on Twitter saying this is what I just faced. And I was even said, like, it's still early. Like, a lot of things can happen. Of course, Derrick Henry had to go off for another fucking 30 points, and you had Marlon Mack. It doesn't help when my Kirk Cousins and Aaron Rodgers combine for less than your one Matt Ryan. Like, I mean, it's a great win. Your team is solid for sure. Started talking shit first, damn it.
you were talking shit on Saturday. Don't pretend.
Hey, we were in person. I definitely had to do that.
The only one team matters here, though, and it's not yours to drink. So who's on your team?
How much did Kareem Hunt get you this week? Shut up.
Oh, I'm going on mute. Fuck you both.
He took a lot of shit for the Kareem Hunt trade, but
you have no idea, bro. In person all day long. Back on mute. Screw you guys.
So yeah, good luck in the finals. You guys both gone?
I muted myself for a minute. I hate George. So.
You can't leave me.
Nope. I'm just gonna let you do the rest of it. I'm gonna leave when George leaves for his lunch break, so it's cool.
So how are we feeling about some of the playoff situations then this weekend, with maybe no Gurley, quite possibly no Aaron Rodgers, no Odell Beckham Jr.? We're starting to miss studs. Do you think the Rams are going to rest more players than just Gurley at this point?
Do we know that for sure at this point, too? I don't.
We don't. We don't know anything.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the part that sucks the most. And, with the Thursday night game, but the Saturday and Sunday games, too, like, you're really playing Russian roulette if you don't play your guys early when you know they're going to play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, is John Kelly time then? That's where you go if it's not Gurley?
If that's... it depends on how you're sitting, you know. You waiting on to see if Ware plays and playing Damian Williams again?
Right.
What are you doing? What's the plan?
How about some Kellen Ballage?
Yeah, there you go.
Because apparently the Dolphins hate Drake, and we're just going to give it to Kellen Ballage.
All of a sudden, he's got one of the longest runs in the whole season from running backs.
I mean, he's a super fast dude, and he's big. Like, they just never even got the field, so now he's going to see some touches. I don't know.
Yeah.
Your boy Kenneth Dixon's showing up. Like, we've been talking about that calf for far too long and felt like it should have stopped, but
yeah,
there you go.
It's so tough to trust now. You start to sour on those things after you back them up for so long. And
then you see it, and it's like, I don't know. Should I do it?
For me, it's how long is it going to last? Like, yeah, there's what I believe in, but this guy's been on and off the field with injuries, and he had the suspension, but I don't even care about that. I'm just talking about the injuries, and when's it going to happen again? Is it going to be he's in my starting lineup, like first quarter?
Right. When all these other teams are shutting guys down, Kerryon Johnson moved to IR. Well, we didn't think he'd come back, but you finally moved him to IR, so you open up a slot for somebody else.
Do you get Zach Zenner?
Aaron Jones went down. All these cats are going down, and you're like, F. Ito Smith to IR, like, is it Brian Hill behind Tevin Coleman in Atlanta? Does it matter?
Yeah.
So gross.
Yeah,
so
I mentioned my crazy situation to you earlier that I'm going to probably bench Devin Funchess.
Which isn't a bad thing to do. Funchess has been less than inconsistent.
For Andy Jones, folks. How many times have you heard that name?
And
who's he play for?
70 plus of our listeners.
Minnesota
said,
this week, and I'm probably starting him over Devin Funchess.
But who else is there? The Lions have lost every other wide receiver not named Kenny Galladay.
Yep.
You bring in guys like Bruce Ellington and stuff like that, but oof.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Where in the heck did George go?
Hey, Shane.
What?
Hey, there he is.
does Detroit miss Eric Ebron?
I sure do.
Dick move.
It's not a dick move. I'm legitimately serious. I mean, they have no weapons right now other than Kenny Galladay.
Right, but and that's
Luke Wilson.
That's kind of where I was going with it.
Exactly.
Eric Ebron wasn't really who he was quite yet, or we didn't use him properly. But I think we probably missed Golden Tate and Marvin Jones a little bit more.
Yeah.
You know, and then we have no running back now. We're using Blunt and Zach Zenner.
Cutting in and out. Something about Golden Tate. Tate sucks. Lions
no,
still
I,
like
listen,
him,
I... just,
got
it. Just the one.
So we're having a little problems with George. We don't know if he knows or not.
Did he just leave?
I don't know.
Yeah, he just left. That reminded me, like, it's been a while, but that reminded me of, like, the dude, where's my car? And they were trying to order food at the Chinese place. I have no idea what just happened here. I don't even know what was ordered. Like, yeah. And then
so,
what? Anyways,
so it's
I think
a pretty
Georgia's
crazy
out.
Time
go,
of year with
anyways.
Playoffs and all that. I think we were actually talking about relevant stuff. But then, a lot of I've heard a lot of like Josh Allen or Baker Mayfield this week.
Yeah, that's a good one, bro. As much as I like Baker, I'm not gonna go away from Josh Allen at this point, dude. I can't do it. Like, it doesn't make sense. We've seen the emergence of guys like Robert Foster really come in and even overtake Zay Jones to the point where Robert Foster moved into the slot and they pushed Zay out. Zay was killing it in the slot. Not what Robert Foster, you know what I mean, now is there. Every running back that Buffalo owns got injured to the point where I think they were running fullbacks out there. And still Josh Allen finds a way to finish as like QB1. To like QB3, depending on your scoring. Yeah. Like the last 2 weeks in a row.
He's like, I think, fourth or fifth in rushing touchdowns against rookies, and that's with running backs. And I want to say sixth or seventh in rushing yards against rookies. And
yeah,
that's even having Lamar Jackson a little bit ahead of him in rushing yards, but not the touchdowns, and with the running backs.
Yeah. No, it's totally crazy. There was a little span there where the top two leading rushers in the NFL for like that 3 week span there was Saquon Barkley and Josh Allen. And yeah. Allen was like 20 yards behind him, like for the entire league of all positions.
Yeah.
Like he had, what, 100, either 100 or a touchdown rushing in like four straight games.
Yep.
Like he's going to continue to do it.
Just keeps running the ball.
And in this is a player, like we just talked about, like Shady's not there, Ivory's not there, McKenzie isn't there, Murphy's not playing, like the running back, like these aren't names you're really worried about to begin with. We're talking about Zay Jones and Robert Foster as his weapons to throw to.
But like, I like Robert Foster a lot, actually.
No, and I definitely like Robert Foster, but like I literally just went this week and picked up Robert Foster. I just got him. I'm going into the championship round, and I was able to pick him
in
up.
In Dynasty?
Like, in a Dynasty league.
Oh, my goodness. Because I did about... I did, like, 3 weeks ago, and I felt...
Yeah.
I felt crazy about
like
it.
You were
and
late.
You got him now?
I just went looking through, like, just to kind of see what was there, and...
Yeah.
Like, what I could turn over on that backside of that, you know, the bottom part of that roster. There's a couple handful of guys, and I was just like, whatever, let me flip through some stuff, and I was like... Oh my God, he's there.
Yeah, so knowing you, him, like, so... you're not starting him because you're deep as hell at wide receiver. Am I wrong?
You are not wrong, but it's a guy like that's currently the number one on that team.
Yeah.
Like, I fully anticipate them bringing in more weapons. Not a great free agent class for wide receivers this year. All the talk is rookie-wise is that this is the year of the wide receiver, and you're starting to see a few guys emerge. But then you're still talking about, you know, an incoming rookie coming in and trying to get down there where he's already got at least some connection with Zay Jones and apparently the wide receiver one in Buffalo, Robert Foster.
So what's your plan there? Are you going to try to sell high or keep him and see what happens?
So it's hard at this point, like I'm going into the championship round in this one. So at this point, I'm just going to hold, not looking to make a deal. I have an aging vet like Larry Fitz on this team, who starts a lot for me. I do have some depth, but right now I almost want to hold Foster. I get like it makes sense to maybe cash out while you can.
You're in the finals or no?
But yes, yes. So like if I'm looking for rookie picks, nobody's giving you a first for Foster, right? Like we can go ahead and throw that out there. I just don't see anybody doing that.
Yeah,
so,
I wish you traded Fitz for like a third last week, because I don't want you to trade him to the team you're playing against this week.
I made a move for Fitz at the start of the year. Fitz was on the team that won the championship last year. I believe Fitz was on the team that won the championship the year before, so he's been passed around. So I almost felt like it was a good luck charm
he's
to
like
go get Fitz on my
Blunt
team
of your league,
basically. And literally, I haven't made the playoffs in this league the last 2 years. I put Larry Fitz on my team, and here I'm in the finals. So I'm okay with Larry Fitz dying on my team for
getting
fantasy
him a championship.
Wise,
yeah,
if I get that ring on the way out for 3 straight years for Larry
he's
Fitz,
the token.
Since apparently the NFL can't do it, I'm gonna have to do it for him. But so I'm almost okay with Foster becoming a rotational, you know, weekly wide receiver for me to play in and out, even going into next year.
Do you think it doesn't work out? What do you think happens with the draft and everything, I guess, is like where
sure,
I was going next.
I
like,
believe
do you
the
think
Bills,
that he will maintain that number one wide receiver in Buffalo?
I think at this point, unless they make some crazy trade and bring in a huge big name, I'm not going to worry about a rookie coming in. And if I want to trade him, if this stays that way, then I can probably still do that, say, week 4 or 5 into next year. I mean, I know we're projecting a lot here, but if his role is somewhat similar before that new rookie or that new piece kind of gets acquainted to Josh Allen, I'm going to be okay. And I don't know that I'm going to get that much less for him, say, week 4 next year than I will right now.
And they've got Zay
still
Jones,
Robert
too.
Foster. I just picked
and
them
then,
up. Right.
Yeah, they've got Zay Jones and Robert Foster. Right. And like you said, you just picked him up, so nobody in your league was looking for him.
He was buried way down, and I was like, why is – oh, my God, it's Foster.
I think Buffalo has more needs than just another wide receiver.
Agreed. I mean, their running backs are Shady and Chris Ivory. Like, obviously, yep. There's another piece there.
Marcus Murphy.
Their offensive line
He's
is not
for
great.
The season as well, though, now.
Right. Josh Allen is doing so well because these aren't design runs. He's literally running for his life, and he is very athletic. So he gets back there, the line collapses, and he takes off. So you would think Buffalo would want to protect their franchise, quote-unquote, quarterback, and bring in a better offensive line. That defense has kind of been their solid point, but a lot of those guys are getting older too. So there's definitely a lot of things that Buffalo needs to bring in.
Yep, I'm with you.
Almost all of them are going to help Josh Allen.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, even through these numbers, I feel like Josh Allen still gets a bad rep among the rookie quarterbacks. It's Baker. We've seen the flashes of Lamar. Darnold's starting to put, two good games, even though the Jets aren't winning. And they did win that one or whatever. But, he's starting to put good games together. He's not turning it over. He's over 200 yards passing with some touchdowns. For whatever reason, people still want to talk about Rosen. I know you're much higher on Rosen than I am.
I think he'll have a good future.
His weapons have been destroyed. Sure.
I have really like Baker, and then I would go to Josh Allen after that at this point. I do like Rosen, though, and I think that he's going to be one of those guys that will bounce back a lot. I mean, think about how much we hated Mitch Trubisky last year.
100%. And now we're only talking about Larry Fitz, really, and David Johnson there as the weapons. Yep. Kirk's on IR. There's not really another name out there, wide receiver, that almost anybody really knows and definitely can't play. I get it. You know that I've never really been a huge Rosen guy. He's just kind of a dude to me.
Yeah.
But I can definitely see why his value should increase as well. It's still a rookie quarterback. Like, we got to give these cats some time, especially when you give them absolutely zero weapons. And talk about a bad offensive line, that's the Cardinals. And offensive coordinator, we saw some glimpses of Leftwich doing something. I doubt he retains that job. I think they go and pull a different offensive coordinator next year. Now we're dealing with a new system. You know, the guys trying to change into something else. We might get a slow start from some of these guys again next year, and you can still buy low early next year.
Yep. So you mentioned Larry Fitzgerald being the only guy, and Christian Kirk, and how he's out now. And then what about the teams that were going into the playoffs and counting on Odell Beckham Jr. and say Keenan Allen? What are they doing now?
At least with OBJ, you knew he was out. Like, people played Keenan. Keenan got hurt on first series or second series with 0 points on the board. At least with OBJ, regardless of whether you like what he's doing or not, or babying up on this quad injury, I think technically still the Giants aren't mathematically eliminated, but it's 1%. I've seen Shermer come out and say there's no plan to shut OBJ down. That's fine as an organization, but OBJ can shut himself down, and there's no reason for him to play now. That's tough, but
what would you pay today as a contender still in the finals to put Larry Fitzgerald on that team? Would you give me a second? Let's just say you lost both, or you really need the play.
Definitely.
Give me a second.
I would easily give you a second. I mean, I'm a contender. I'm in this championship round, so it's either, 211 or 212, 209, 210, depending on your league size.
So
I'm easily giving you
that
if I walk one of those
guys. What will you
give
me for Demaryius Thomas?
You want more than that? Because you feel like there's some. You feel like there's some length. See, I think there's a line there of probably a handful of those aging receivers that can pull you a second, but are never going to give you a first inning.
I agree, and
I can't give you a 201. You know what I mean? I felt
your desperation when you gave me the second for Larry Fitzgerald, because I don't know if I could give you a second for him. But I think that Demaryius is about a second round with his age right now, but I think he's going to get you more. I would love to go and buy Demaryius Thomas for a second today.
And I'm totally fine with that, and I agree. I think you can do that, but I can't see anybody giving you a first for him for right now. I think both you and
what if I
believe.
Throw in a second? I'll give you Demaryius Thomas in a second, but I want a first.
Where's your first at? So it's my end of first, and where's your second?
206. I'm giving you 206.
So 206 and Demaryius Thomas for like my 111, 112.
Sure.
Yeah, all day.
Mid to late, we'll say.
Well, I'm in the championship round.
Oh,
one
yes,
of the last
you
two
are.
Picks.
I'm not so, used to that. Sorry.
Hunter, how many are you in? I'm in seven, bitch.
I think I'm still in four or five, so I'm not in seven, but I think I'm still in a few.
I made it 9 of 14. Only got knocked out in two, so I made 7 championships. I'm gonna be honest. Two look very bleak for me to win. Two are projected within like 3 points total if you buy into projections. Like of those
and
wins, so there's gonna be some
like
close
you
ones.
Just barely got knocked out of. To be fair, like that was a high points matchup. Like, and that was with George that was just on.
Yeah,
and that was a nice matchup through the weekend.
It was back and forth. Like I said, he had some. I had 70 points after Thursday night with Damian Williams and Mike Williams. Like that's just stupid. But yeah, it's such a weird week. So I heard. I want to say it was maybe Living the Stream. That Matt Ryan was QB1 this week and was like the 67th best scorer for quarterbacks this year or something like that. So QB1 in week 15, but really bad for the season.
Yeah.
But like my quarterbacks combined for less than his, and this is a super flex, obviously. But yeah, it's just, that's one of those things where like, I'm in the championship in our Cool Kids super flex, our first year startup. My team was garbage and just finally started to put it together. I squeaked in by like overall points by like 10 or something like that at 7-6. All you have to do is make the playoffs, make fantasy playoffs, and it is a crazy weekly game that you don't know what's going to happen.
Yep.
Like so Derrick Henry is putting up almost Gurley numbers from last year's playoff. You know what I mean? It's not quite the 50-50 that Gurley gave you, but what was it?
Henry
Derrick was like
Henry
40 and then
the
like 31.
Longest run of the season.
Well, you can't have a longer one. You can't do it.
but that's it. He's the
right.
one.
Like it's just crazy. You just got to find a way to get in, and who knows what happens.
Yep.
I feel like it's much more the case in fantasy than it is in NFL. If you can squeak into the NFL playoffs, sweet. But you're probably getting bounced week one in that wild card, or you know your division matchup, whatever.
Yep.
Fantasy? Who knows?
Never know.
What was it? Like Barkley and Thielen and Tyreek Hill and all these guys like combined for like 8 points last week.
If George can do it, so can you guys.
Exactly. That's what to take from this. If George can make a championship round of fantasy football, then anybody can. Plain and simple. I love you, George. Oh man.
Yeah.
This was a little different than I think we wanted to put together. But I love getting back on the mic and talking with you. I'm glad we got to get George on here. Is anything
it's
else
been a
you
minute.
Want to hit?
No, good luck in the playoffs, everybody. You won't hear from us your Thursday games. Good luck in the finals.
Yes, and you don't get out that easy, buddy.
We're
I know it's been a while, but I got
a show.
To break up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Good try, though.
But we are going to put a show out this Friday, guys, so if you have any questions or anything, want to hit us up, like get a hold of us and we'll be happy to answer them on the air. Maybe we'll put up a shout or something.
We should do, I don't know how fast you're going to release this one, but I said like we should just do a combined this show release with the listener shout for Friday. Just do one big one, get everybody in there. You guys can see this and then get our shows or something. I'm just throwing shit out the wall. Who knows?
Yeah.
But look for it. Get your questions in for championship week. We'll hit them. We will be transitioning to Dynasty right away. I think we might take Christmas week off. I'm not sure. We'll see. I think both of us are kind of in and out of town. Maybe we can hook up for an episode or see if there's a way to get Third Mike on here before too long. But I'm excited, looking right back into our dynasty offseason, buddy. It's a little bit more free, a little bit more fun. So y'all be checking that out. If for some reason you're just listening to this for the first time, go hit that subscribe button. Give us a rate review. That super helps us out. We don't ask for that very often. I'm going to have to start doing that if you guys aren't going to do it more often. That's good, because I didn't get you anything.
Thanks, man. No, but just go rate and review.
Oh, I will. Actually, I'm not even sure if I have for our own show, so I might have to do that. It's only been like 2 years, but I might go try.
I did a couple weeks ago. I thought we finally deserved it.
Nice. Well, I'll do it at episode 150. How about that?
Yeah, maybe a little before that.
But on that note, buddy, I got some interesting 2-minute breakdown questions for you. Might be like three football ones in here. I got a timer, so you don't have to worry about it. Yeah, you're welcome.
That was the other thing I was asking for Christmas.
That's my gift to you for Christmas. Man, I got a timer.
On a roll.
Done. So, are you ready?
Yep.
I'm going to tell people if they're new, for some reason you're tuning in because of Toys for Tots and stuck around, you rock. This is called the 2-Minute Breakdown. I have 12 random questions that I'm going to ask Swags as fast as I can. His job is to answer them as fast as he can. Not a lot of thinking here. Initial gut reaction. Let's see if we can mess with him. You ready?
Yeah.
And now, your 2-Minute Breakdown.
Dynasty Superflex quarterback you want to acquire before the start of next season. Go.
Andy Dalton.
Ooh, nice. Dolphins have been known to get high by sucking on blank and just passing them around like humans pass a joint.
Just sucking. Dolphins have been getting high on sucking.
Sucking on pufferfish. What's the worst Christmas gift you ever gave?
Goodness, I don't know. Pass. Probably, you know, like some re-gifts or something. Re-gifted a brother-in-law, like some charging kit or something that like work got me at a job. And I was just like, what the hell is
super
this?
Super fast so, answer. Yeah. What gift are you hoping to not open from your kids this year? Your kids like always give you a coffee mug or tie bullshit?
Yeah, no. They do cool. Pretty good though. I don't know. Hoping...
Your kids aren't listening. You can talk shit about them. You're
pass.
Home alone. Yeah, you're home alone.
Pass.
And your house is burning. You're home alone and your house is burning down. What's the one thing you're grabbing?
My phone.
Nice. Fucking cheater.
Charger what? For sure. Can I get
the charger kit I gave to my brother-in-law. Damn it. What reindeer do all the dinosaurs fear the most?
Rudolph.
Comet, duh. An artificial tree has to be used for how many years before it is quote unquote greener than a real tree?
20.
20 plus, great job.
Nice.
The record for receiving yards in a season by a tight end is 1,327. Set by who and when?
Aaron Hernandez.
What a dick. It's Gronk back in 2011. But Hernandez
was pretty close.
Two tight ends.
It was killer.
There you go. There's your timer. You're not even close. This is question 9. Two tight ends are on pace to break that record of Gronk's. Who are they?
Kelsey and yep. Kittle.
Well done. If you could pick one artist to come back from the dead, who would it be? I feel like we've had this one before, but I like to mix it in every now and then.
I don't know. Probably Kurt Cobain. I was going to get you Tom Petty for Christmas, though.
I might have to ask again. That would have been a great one, but you went a different route. Fucking grunged out. Difference between Tiger Woods and Santa Claus?
I don't know.
Santa stopped at 3 hoes. All letters addressed to Santa in the United States go where?
To the post office.
To Santa Claus, Indiana post office.
Nice.
Ooh, did you pass on one? I felt like you passed on one. Did we come back to it?
Just one of them. Oh, all right, the one where you wanted me to crap on my kids.
Yeah, there it is. No, but like you don't have like a there's not like a lame Christmas tradition where your kids like always get you a coffee mug or like do you have that like for like I remember, like, when I was growing up, I always gave my grandfather a coffee mug. Whoa. Every year. That was a thing. And my grandmother got chocolate-covered cherries. Later on, I found out she didn't even like them. She wouldn't even eat them. She would eat one in front of me, spit it out when I wasn't looking, and throw the rest in the fucking trash.
Ah, you're such a dick grandson. So my kids usually
She never told me. That's not my fault.
It is your fault. You should have known her. You good, nice reading people. So...
Yeah, I
like the coffee mugs. They usually get me a coffee mug like with pictures of them on it or something. So I just I'm just nicer than you. So
nobody is arguing that fact. Yeah. That was never in question.
But yeah, man, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, buddy, it was fun. I think if you guys are listening to this, me and Swags are doing Super Flexible Podcast. I mean, tonight when I'm saying this, yesterday or the day before when you're listening to it, so go check that out too. We should have a lot of fun. We'll probably F with Steve a little bit tonight.
Are you doing a different show too?
So I will be on the open bar coming up, but not this week.
Okay.
That'll probably wait around till the new year at this point, just with everybody's schedules and stuff. But that's with J Mike and Gabe. So go check that out. That's always a good show. Yeah, Swags has Rookie Fever at some point. If they do it, that'll be out there too. You're gonna have a fun time editing all these podcasts, basically all recorded within a few bit of ourselves. But good thing to know is this one doesn't need a lot of editing because we're awesome, and we're just gonna make fun of George anyways with his crappy service.
We'll just say Dr. Mill edited it,
You'll hear it in February
next year.
Shout out to Dr. Mill too. There's some funny cats there. I had a great time.
Shout out to all you guys, seriously, for everything you did. And, I mean, I know you guys had fun, and that's a huge ingredient to this. But, I mean, that's awesome. You guys took a day out of your lives. We all have families. So
that was a full
shout
day
out to
for
the
sure.
families that gave away their men and or brought your families
wife,
along to help out. Like,
that's my wife
awesome.
Will get rid of me anytime. But, yeah. And next year, bro, I know it's a bad time, so we can't. We won't be able to get you down here, I'm sure. But me and Jason were talking, I think, before Neil got there in the truck, maybe while we were going around SpaceX or whatever. But next year, we got to find a way to get you some money, and you're going to buy some toys up there.
We'll figure some stuff out, too much
money for us to spend at once, and you are as big a part of this and pushing it as the rest of us. So we got to get you involved, too, because it was a great time. Like
I
want to
say one thing though. Now that you said, dude, I got goosebumps when you were telling me everything that the Target employees did for you guys. I won't even lie. Like
so
when you guys
cool,
were telling me that, like,
yeah,
when I said that, I wasn't bullshitting. Like it really warmed me a lot. Like I was kind of like, wow, like that's fucking awesome. Like they crewed up for you guys,
for sure.
And I mean that probably made your guys' day so much easier and so much more rewarding, you know? Like you don't want to go in there and have employees pissed off at you because it could have gone that way. And
you're lucky
I don't work
aisles,
there is what I'm trying to say.
No, for sure. But like having our own like checkout registers, like, you know, we had a crew of them, but like we were helped kind of bagging too. Like you guys have already done enough, but we were like able to wait and like bring buggies around, you know, full of stuff, or like, hey, I'm only at 90, George, throw me a couple toys so I can get to 100. I'll pay for it out of, you know, my money I got, but let's get to 100 so we can get the discount and like shift toys around a little bit, especially as like we were getting down to the bottom, like whoa, like I've only got $40 on here, let's see where they get to and I'm just gonna throw it over there, let's get the most bang for our buck. We ended up dropping off over $7,000 worth of toys by the time it was all said and done. The people at the Toys for Tots drop off, like she's the main lady, started breaking down crying. I got some really awkward hugs. Like the whole time we were there, she just would like come up behind me and like give me a big hug.
They were like,
I
like your
stuff.
Incentive t-shirt.
Right. and I end up all that with a big fuck you on that one. So
but I'm wearing mine right now.
Nice.
It's
nice.
Sweet, man.
I will rock mine tonight for Super
Fantasy Football Breakdown t-shirts from Toys for
shout
Tots,
out.
Man.
Yeah, shout out to Dr. Mill's wife who designed all of those.
Yeah,
so big
pretty
ups.
Sweet.
That's so cool, even if I'm slightly too fat for mine.
I am at
not
BFF
next year.
_ swag. He is
at
FL2 drink.
Shut
minimum.
Up. I want to do it. It's
I
want to
do it.
at FF two drink minimum at FF underscore breakdown. Shout out for Toys for Tots. Shout out to all these guys. So much fun. Like, good Mom, luck in your championship week. I'm out.